Hello, hello, and welcome to Self Care is Sexy. My name is Chris, and I'll be your host. We are a weekly podcast that's here to generate and share self-care ideas with each other. Last week, I introduced you to Yasmin Nguyen, the founder and creator of GratitudeInspiredLiving.com. Yasmin shared with us how, out of complete and utter desperation, he took radical action and made the decision to retire right now instead of waiting until like 65 like the rest of us. You can check out that episode and any of the past episodes by heading over to the website www.selfcareissexy.com. You can check out the podcast there. You can look at all the resources I may have mentioned on the show. And of course, pick up a little self-care sexy swag. All right, guys, I want to give you a quick preview of what to expect from today's show. So today, we're talking all about boundary setting. And I'm so excited to bring this topic to you guys. This is something that I have recent real life experience with. I've got so much to go over. We've got some practice tips for you guys, suggestions on how to make boundary setting easy. And there's even a list because you know how much I fucking love lists. We'll get into all of that in a bit, but first, a few quick housekeeping notes. First of all, if you are new to the show and this is your first time listening to the podcast, I want to welcome you to this amazing global community. The show might be based out of Portland, Oregon, but we are all over the world. And like you, there are people from India, Canada, Texas, France, and Spokane, Washington, tuning in each week to get tips, tricks, and resources for self-care. If you'd like to actually connect with your global community, you can do so by checking us out at Facebook. It's www.facebook.com/permissionforselfcare. Look for my little pink heart and check out all the videos, resources, and reading list. We also have a community group page where you guys can swap your self-care ideas and receive a little bit of motivation from each other. So if you're having a hard time making that self-care a priority, need a little extra connection, check us out on the socials. We'll help you out. Second, I want to tell you guys about an upcoming episode and related in real life event. I just recently did an interview with a friend of mine from junior high school. Holy cow, you guys. And she is doing this amazing work on a project called Allegory, Stories That Shape the Soul. This is going to be an amazing series of storytelling in such a unique way. It's kind of like a TED Talk meets This American Life on stage, live theater style. The show is actually May 11th through the 13th, 2018, at the Black Box Theater in the Seattle Center Armory. You can get your tickets by hitting up www.allegorysoulstories.com/tickets. And I will be performing in that show on Sunday, May 13th. So if you guys want to come out, check out my story, that'd be great. And perhaps you might want the opportunity to be one of the amazing performers sharing your story. You can submit an application at the website as well. Again, it was www.allegorysoulstories.com. All right, next up on my housekeeping notes, I wanted to highlight a resource for you guys that's really helped me out the past few months, and it's definitely worth a read. It's a book by Jen Cinero. It's called You Are a Badass. This book is entertaining, pulls no punches. It's a real-time law of attraction step-by-step playbook. This book is badass, you guys. You're going to want to check it out. You could, of course, find it on Amazon.com or any of Jen's amazing resources at www.jencinero.com. Actually, I talked about this book last year, and I highly am re-recommending it once again, because if you're looking for some more badass resource, you can find it through this book. Okay, the dishes are done, man. Let's get to this boundary setting shit. So today I'm going to start off the show a little different. I wanted to share a few quotes that I found just to get you guys kind of, you know, tuned into today's self-care topic. And if you're really fond of anything that you hear today, maybe you want to set it as your backdrop on the smartphone, or you want to write it down and put it on the fridge or something, don't worry about having to write it all down. You can find any of the show's content in writing via the show notes at the website www.selfcareissexy.com. Okay, so this first quote I found from sweatpantsandcoffee.com, and it said, quote, "Pay attention when people react with anger and hostility to your boundaries. You have found the edge where their respect for you ends. Ugh, and I love this quote so much because I feel like the hardest part about boundary setting is the fear of how others are going to react to us when we actually set that boundary. And you guys, I have some real life recent experience with this, and we're going to go over all of that in the show today. Another quote that I really liked comes from Terry Cole. She's this amazing author. You can Google her and check her out. She says, quote, "At first, you will probably feel selfish, guilty, or embarrassed when you set a boundary. Do it anyway. And tell yourself you have a right to self-care. Setting boundaries takes practice and determination. Don't let anxiety or low self-esteem prevent you from taking care of yourself." Wow, Terry's quote pretty much sums up today's topic in a nutshell. We want to share with you some of these tips and tricks so that if boundary setting is an issue for you, you can really start to practice and get better at it. So let's kick this off. Let's talk about the steps to setting boundaries. So if you already know that it's something that setting boundaries is an issue for you, it's something that you really want to work on, I got some tips for you guys to help you set and then keep those boundaries. But you know what, you guys, the tips that I have for you today, they're not going to mean shit if you don't actually practice them. I mean, I'm here to tell you, and I know this, man, like the greatest self-help, self-care, help, all the tips won't make a damn bit of difference if you don't actually apply them. Now, I totally appreciate that boundary setting is uncomfortable for a lot of people. And today's show is just a friendly reminder to check in on your boundary setting. You know, where is it at? But this self-care stuff, it's just like exercise. You have to kind of push through the uncomfortable part to get to the reward. So let's start out today with some tips on how to set boundaries and how to keep them. So the first step to setting boundaries is really to identify what your boundaries are. You can't really put that boundary in place if you don't know what they are. Remember to start small. Practice simple ones first, like for example, not eating the food you don't like or don't care for, or turning down invitations to events that you really don't want to go to, you know? So many of us are yes men and we're just like, yes, 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 we'll do all the things. And then we run ourselves ragged and it's this whole crazy thing when just saying no would have solved the problem. So as you do this and you're identifying your boundaries, just keep it simple at first and then work your way up to identifying your absolute non-negotiables. And a good question to ask yourself while you're trying to get used to this whole boundary setting thing is, what is something, a behavior or something that you will not accept in your life? You know, maybe it's a toxic friend or family member. Maybe it's a specific behavior or belief. Whatever it is, just start out by thinking about your core beliefs and take a few minutes to actually write down your top five boundaries. Now, if journaling is not your thing, you can always text your boundaries to yourself. Or another way to work with this is to create a list on the reminders on your phone. And of course, you can just really, you know, journal this out and write it down. But I encourage you to take time for yourself and do this quick little exercise. It will help, I promise. I'd rather you turn me off right now and spend the time that you would have used listening to the rest of the show to just write down your top five boundaries, because that would be super helpful for you. And if that's all you do today, I promise it's really going to help you. It's going to help you know what your boundaries are. And if you're still having a struggle thinking about what your boundaries might be, I'll help you out. I'll give you my example. So number one for me, a personal boundary is you cannot hit me. Not ever, not even just for fun. I don't like play hitting. I don't like people slapping me on the arm or smacking my ass or pushing me over. It jars me. I don't like it. And I say something. That is the best way to set a boundary. I make sure to state it clear, identify the boundary, set it, and I stick with it. Which brings me to my next tip. When you state a boundary, never, ever apologize for it. You don't owe anyone shit. The second you start justifying why you have a specific boundary, you diminish that boundary. It doesn't matter why. You don't need to know why I don't like play hitting. You don't need an explanation as to why consent is so important to me. It's my boundary. That's all you need to know. So if you find yourself really struggling with setting boundaries, just remember, you never ever have to explain yourself. And that's a real big part of it, you guys. So after you've taken this time to write out these boundaries and identify what they are, you can start to practice with them, which brings me to my next tip, third. As you start to set your boundaries, watch for the line crossers, because you're going to meet resistance. It's going to happen. Once again, if you take the time to know what your boundaries are, you write them down and you really get solid with them, just know that people are going to try and cross your boundary lines all the time. You're going to come up against resistance and you're going to need to address these line steppers right away. And the best way to do that is to just be calm and simple. State that you set a boundary with them, they crossed it, and please don't do it again. Maybe even, you know, tell the person about the consequences and stand firm. So, okay, so for example, what that looks like, let's say I'm hanging out with a friend and they play slap my shoulder and I don't like it. And I say, hey, I don't like play hitting. Please don't do that again. If they respond with any resistance, I just say, hey, it's a thing. Don't do it. Speak even if your voice shakes, right? Yeah. So number four, my fourth tip about boundary setting. As with anything new you're learning, practice, practice, practice. Maybe tell a pal that you're working on this boundary setting stuff right now, and you want to practice with them, or you want some feedback, or maybe you guys could just make like a little log, right? When you set a boundary and kind of how it played out, it really does help you to see where you might be struggling and then also where your successes might be. I highly recommend this. It really helped me a lot to show me where I needed to work. So for me personally, when I did this exercise, it wasn't difficult for me to come up with my five boundaries. What was difficult was the actual, how do I set that boundary? Which, hang out with me for just a little bit longer and we'll get to some tips on that. Fifth little tip for boundary setting, I want you guys to let go of guilt. So typically that guilt comes from insecurity, and I deal with it often. So I can tell you this. You do not need anyone's permission to say what it is you will and will not accept as good behavior in your life. It is so, so important that you let go of the guilt. You know, I did an entire episode of about post self-care guilt. You can always check out all the old episodes on the website, www.selfcareissexy.com. But I learned in making that episode that feeling guilty is really a choice. It's just your internal judging. And if you don't set down the guilt, people are going to push your boundaries and they're not going to take it seriously. Because people who like manipulate as a way to get what they want, they're gonna find you and they're gonna push and push and push because they know that at some point you'll just give up and they'll eventually get what they want from you. So stay strong. And if you start feeling guilty, just remember that good friends who love you will accept your boundary and respond in kindness. And last but not least, my sixth tip here today for boundary setting, remember that saying yes only when you mean it is best. Now, this specifically relates to boundary setting when it comes to our time or our participation in something. When we get an invite to do something or a Facebook thing and to go to someone's show or party or a friend needs help moving or maybe your partner needs something from you or the kids or the laundry or whatever it is. It's better for everyone involved if you only say yes and commit to doing things that you really, really, really want to do. Now, I live in the real world, and I understand that there are things that we have to do in this life, right? You have to pay taxes. You have to go to work, perhaps. There are things that you have to do in this life. But saying yes to everything that you get to do or you could do is really not good or healthy for anyone, because it's really, really clear when you say yes to something, but you really wish you were doing something else, you're not going to have as much fun. It's not going to be as enjoyable. And you're really letting your own personal boundary down when you say yes, yes, yes to all these things. And they're really not things that you really, really are jazzed up about or super excited to do. So be aware of when you're setting boundaries, that when you're committing yourself to something, saying no is always an option. So real quick, I wanted to recap those tips for boundary setting. They were, number one, identify your boundaries. Number two, don't apologize or overexplain. Number three, watch for those line crossers. Number four, practice, 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 practice. Number five, let go of the guilt. And number six, say yes. Be free to say yes to the things that excite you. Okay, now that we've got some tips about how to set boundaries and what to look for, let's talk about some actual phrases that you can use or real-time scripting work that can help you if boundary setting is really super challenging for you. So when you're new to boundary setting, it's a really good idea to track your progress. Either, like I said before, keep in like a little journal entry or a note or something. Or you could just talk about it with a friend when you're setting a boundary about how people reacted, your successes, all that stuff. All of that stuff is so important to keep track of. So let's start talking about practice, how to actually set a boundary. So I'm going to give you a list of 10 different things that you can say to set a boundary. Number one, use the word no. It's simple, it's effective, and no one can say they misunderstood. So for example, you could say, you know, no thanks, not for me, I'ma sit this one out, I'd rather not, I'm doing self-care, I'm booked, not now, that's not what's best for me right now, I gotta draw a line and say no more. Whatever, however you want to say it. If you're struggling with how to set the boundary, try one of these examples. And if one of them doesn't work, try another one. And if that doesn't work, walk away, because whoever you're setting the boundary with is not worth your time. Number two, when you state your boundary, if you should find yourself getting pushback, just acknowledge that the other person is important, but that you need to do this for yourself. So, do you want to go out on Friday? No, that's really not what's best for me. Oh man, but we're all going out. It's going to be great. You could say something like, yeah, I got to take care of myself. If they push again and say, oh, come on, you never go out. You're no fun. That's when your red flags should start going off. The alarms in your head should start going off. And you want to start being really careful with this person who's giving you pushback. Because people that love you, that are going to, they're going to allow you to do whatever it is you want to do, and they're not going to rag on you about not doing what they want you to do, because this life is too short not to do what you want to do. I mean, it's your time. You get to decide how to spend it. Number three, if you have a boundary with somebody and they do cross it, so let's say you've said all these fancy things to them. You said, look, I can't do it. No, I don't want to. I need time for self-care, whatever. And they start saying, come on, come on. And they push, push, push. Or you've set a boundary. Hey, I don't like play hitting. And they hit you again. I highly, highly, highly recommend that you have another person present who kind of knows what's going on and that you're trying to set a boundary so that they can be a witness to you setting or resetting the boundary with a person. Or send an email like as a written record of your request. The fastest way anyone ever got me to stop pushing their boundary was to send me a strongly worded email. It's all it took for me to never speak to them again. It was highly effective. I didn't want to cross anyone's boundary, and the second it was in writing, I knew not to talk to that person anymore. So you want to be sure that you're being clear, but that there's a witness if you're having an issue with this. Also, another thing I want to talk to you about is that you want to watch out for that disease to please. You know, I've got it and I'm working through my shit, y'all. But, you know, if you've got it too and you're an anxious to please person, you're a yes man and boundaries are really hard, I can tell you for a fact, and I have recent personal experience with this, that boundary setting is a direct access to freedom. And I mean this, I'm not just saying this for funsies. I'm telling you guys, when you guys stand up for yourself and you have success with it, it truly starts creating more successes in your life in different areas, not just boundary setting. So I want to share with you my recent experience, because I think real-time examples are super important. So going back to my number one boundary, not a big fan of the play hitting, not even for funsies. And I have a friend that I love dearly who is amazing. This person is so incredibly beautiful and smart and wonderful. And they can get a little handsy now and again. So, you know, they were messing around and they smacked me on my ass. I said, I don't like that. Okay, fast forward a few months later, same sitch, we're playing around, things, you know, I was hanging out at the house and whatnot. Bam, smack me on my butt again. And it really freaked me out because I had previously set the boundary with this person. I didn't react immediately because I thought I was going to cry, so I didn't want to cry and have that, you know, diminish my communication with that person. So after the incident happened, I just walked away. I didn't say anything. It was very clear by my attitude and my body language and all of that that I was not okay. So the person got the hint right away. But then later, after I'd calmed down, I formulated what I was going to say to them. I spitballed that with a couple of my friends just as some feedback, like, hey, you guys, I have this issue with this person. You know them. You know me. What do you think about this? Got all the feedback. And I asked someone to kind of be a witness just so that I could, you know, in my own mind, be clear that I had set a boundary and I had communicated it clearly. And the sort of third party witness was just kind of there to make sure that I wasn't being vague or what I was asking or what boundary I was setting wasn't going to be misunderstood. So I sat the person down. I said, hey, I just want to talk to you about the other night. You know, we're playing around and you smacked me on my ass. Second time it's happened. I really don't appreciate it. I got an issue with you. I told you about this before. Please don't do it again. And by the way, you now need my permission for any physical contact. I don't even want you to hug me unless it's okay first. And the person reacted like, oh, okay. You know, like it was no big deal and we went our separate ways. And at first I thought, okay, well, I hope that goes okay. And I didn't just blow off a friendship because they weren't ready to receive that. And you know what, you guys? It was amazeballs. This friend of mine wrote me this really incredibly personal, private, handwritten letter to apologize and say like, hey, I remember you said something about this before. I'm really sorry that I made you feel uncomfortable. I just want it to be about love between us. And it worked. It was success. And from that one boundary setting example and that one success, I've had so many other successes recently with my confidence and with standing up for myself. And it's amazing how one successful boundary setting event can really catapult you into a whole new way of thinking and living and standing up for yourself. And it automatically makes self-care a part of who you are. Because when you set a boundary, you're really saying, hey, I'm important. And what I prefer to have happen to me is important. And you people out there and things out there will respect me and what's important to me. So boundary setting is not just about saying no to people. It's also about setting those internal boundaries, you know, to your own impulsiveness or to distractions that create procrastination or the things that you don't want in your life. So I want you guys to walk away from today's show with these examples and with these clues on boundary setting and give it a try this week and see how it really affects your life. You know, again, if it's really uncomfortable for you, start small. You know, when somebody takes you out to dinner or you're eating with the family and they're like, here, try this. Try these fried plantains. And you're like, nope, I don't like them. Oh, no, come on. Nope, not my thing. Thank you, though. I appreciate it. You know, and try that first. I find saying no to food is probably, you know, an easy boundary setting thing that you can do. And I want you to practice this because as you get success, it's going to build momentum and it's going to affect so many different parts of your life. I also wanted to share with you guys a little DIY project all surrounding this boundary setting topic, and it comes from one of our listeners, Jessica Luera. She came up with this amazing DIY boundary setting idea. She went to the craft store and bought like those wooden letters spelling out NOPE, N-O-P-E, painted them real pretty and had it displayed in her living space as a reminder to say no to all the obligations and put herself first. Way to go, Jess. That is an amazing idea. We really appreciate sharing that with us. Now, if you feel like boundary setting is super easy for you and you've got it in the bag, you're really good at it, I'd love to hear from you about what works. You can always connect with me on Facebook or by email. It's Chris, K-R-I-S, at selfcareissexy.com. All right, friends, that's it for this week. You want to stay tuned because we got some really great content coming your way. And remember that self-care is sexy. We're giving you permission to put yourself first.